Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Heart of the Buddhas, teaching transforming suffering into peace, joy, and liberation by renowned Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh is an insightful exploration into the core teachings of Buddhism. In this profoundly compassionate and clear book, Hanh guides readers through foundational Buddhist concepts designed to illuminate a purposeful pathway toward inner peace, joy, and enlightenment. By profound clarity and simplicity, Hanh presents detailed explanations of critical Buddhist principles, such as the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, and mindfulness practices. The book emphasizes practical applications of these teachings in daily life, making them accessible to modern readers seeking relief from personal suffering, emotional pain, and existential confusion. Thich Nhat Hanh, highly respected globally for his teachings, encourages readers to embrace mindfulness, compassion, and interconnectedness to transform their lives profoundly. This book reaches a wide-ranging audience, appealing not only to dedicated Buddhists, but also to readers stepping their first steps on a spiritual journey, looking for authentic guidance to improve their well-being and achieve true inner peace and harmony. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Four Noble Truths. Thich Nhat Hanh elaborates deeply on the Four Noble Truths, foundational teachings in Buddhism. These truths include the existence of suffering, understanding its origin, the possibility of cessation, and the pathway leading out of suffering. He explains suffering not in a pessimistic way, but as an essential aspect of human existence, which can lead to awakening and liberation. Suffering arises due to attachment, ignorance, and aversion, fueled by desires and misunderstandings of life's nature. Hanh deftly clarifies that relief and liberation from this suffering occur through awakening wisdom, mindful insight, compassion, and practicing ethical behavior. Implementing these understandings leads to the transformation of suffering into joy and true inner peace. The teachings emphasize self-awareness, compassion, and insight as vital components for overcoming our pain. By profound reflection and mindfulness, one can clearly see the root causes of suffering and take deliberate steps towards liberation. Secondly, the Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path consists of practical guidelines to cultivate wisdom, ethical conduct, and mental discipline, ultimately leading toward enlightenment. The eight elements are categorized as right understanding, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Thich Nhat Hanh eloquently explains each of these steps and how they contribute to transforming the human experience from suffering to liberation. Right thought and understanding lay the foundation of mindfulness practice, enabling meaningful behavior and ethical interactions. Right speech and action revolve around compassion, truthfulness, and deliberate kindness. Right livelihood emphasizes integrity in choosing livelihoods that uphold ethical values and properly sustain life without causing harm to others. Cultivating right mindfulness and concentration allows individuals to stay genuinely present, attentive, and deeply focused on life's true nature. Through disciplined effort and mindful practice, each person can progressively deepen their wisdom, transforming their daily experiences into joyful, meaningful living. Thirdly, mindfulness and meditation practice. Mindfulness is central in Thich Nhat Hanh's teachings. He highlights mindfulness as the jewel of Buddhist practice, essential for changing suffering into joy and compassion. He advocates the practical exercises of meditation and mindful breathing, emphasizing the present moment's awareness as a powerful practice to transform emotional turmoil and mental restlessness. Mindfulness, according to Hanh, is the continuous cultivation of awareness that allows individuals to truly experience life, generating appreciation for even simple things such as breathing or walking. Meditation practice reinforces mental clarity, stability, and relief from endless emotional loops and stress. By practicing mindfulness meditation, individuals learn to observe their emotional states objectively, offering gentle recognition and compassionate non-judgmental acceptance of their present experiences. Over time, continual mindfulness cultivates inner clarity, deep joy, peace, and a transformed perspective, positively impacting mental health and overall life satisfaction. Fourthly, interbeing and compassionate living. Interbeing is Thich Nhat Hanh's teaching on interconnectedness, emphasizing that all beings and components in the universe exist interdependently. This deep interconnectedness fosters an attitude of compassion, recognizing the inherent connection and unity between ourselves, others, and the environment. Understanding interbeing motivates us towards responsible, compassionate responses, enhancing positive interactions and ethical behaviors toward all living beings and the planet. Hanh encourages practicing compassionate living by recognizing our shared vulnerability and desire for happiness and peace. He illustrates many personal and social conflicts originating from misunderstandings, fears, and illusions of separateness or independence. By recognizing interbeing, we understand how compassion naturally arises, leading to healthier interpersonal relationships and community connection. Practicing this compassionate understanding not only liberates individual suffering, but serves as an invaluable tool to heal society's divisiveness and broader humanity's sufferings. Lastly, transforming negative emotions and inner suffering. Handling negative emotions and inner suffering remains one of the profound purposes of Buddhist teachings. Thich Nhat Hanh skillfully communicates methods to engage constructively and compassionately with anger, fear, despair, and other difficult emotions. Rather than suppressing or avoiding these emotions, he advises mindful acknowledgement and compassionate observation as a method of self-healing and emotional liberation. Facing painful feelings with awareness and compassion allows individuals to understand clearly where they stem from and how repeated patterns of reaction might perpetuate suffering. Transformation, therefore, comes from conscious, gentle recognition of emotions, embracing them, and granting them mindful and kind attention. Through practicing consciousness breathing, mindful recognition, and compassionate understanding, individuals gradually release inner tension, internal conflicts, and emotional distress. Hanh's method advocates utilizing mindfulness and emotional intelligence, ultimately transforming the psychological pain into personal growth, serenity, and authentic happiness. In conclusion, the heart of the Buddhas. Teaching by Thich Nhat Hanh is a valuable resource for anyone interested in exploring meaningful spiritual wisdom, inner peace, and emotional well-being. This book is ideally suited not only to practicing Buddhists, but also mindfulness practitioners, spiritual seekers, psychotherapists, counselors, and anyone interested in personal growth and emotional healing. Its clarity, practicality, and compassionate approach make profound philosophical principles easily understood and applicable to various life situations and challenges. By clearly explaining how suffering originates and the practical mindfulness pathways leading to transformation and liberation, readers gain valuable insights applicable immediately in their lives for achieving authentic peace and happiness. The book aptly bridges ancient wisdom and modern practicality, clearly demonstrating how timeless teachings resonate deeply with contemporary human struggles. The compassionate and gentle approach by Thich Nhat Hanh makes this book distinctively powerful and valuable, cultivating profound awareness, wisdom, and compassion as pathways toward authentic peace, joy, and self-liberation. It is highly recommended for its accessible style, practicality, and transformative impact on personal fulfillment and global awareness. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.